to fit the width of the setting on the back cutting blades, which were adjustable.
Do you ever hear anything called a lizard?
A lizard. No, I don't recall an implement for that name. You may be speaking of a thing that we called a jackrabbit cultivator, which was a riding cultivator, the mule drawn, and you steered it. It would wiggle in the middle. It had steering pedals on it to turn the wheels at different angles. We used that type, and also the walking type, where you simply steered the things, the animals, and swiveling the implements on the back. They were much more satisfactory to do much closer work. The riding version, you didn't have the precise control, but you could cover more area, larger acreage per hour. But the walking type was the most popular by far.
When you're plowing, the trenches with the plow cuts, that's called a...
Well, I think you mean the furrow in relation to plowing with a turning plow or a breaking plow. An opening furrow.
When, if you're plowing with two horses, do you have a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No.
What about what you guide the horse with?
Well, we call those lines primarily, or reins. Usually the reins weren't referred to unless you were speaking in terms of a team pulling a wagon or some sort of conveyance. And we used a different structured line. We used a leather strap there for cultivating. We used control lines made of rope, and they were more readily adaptable to a change in the number of animals, either individual animals or a team of two or a team of three, or in leader teams of, four head or six head, which were pairs in train.
Mm-hmm. What about when you're riding on a horse, you guide him with the...
Oh, the reins and bit or bridle.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, say you have to do what?
You have to harness them up.
And what different kinds of fences did people used to have, maybe around their yard or around the field?
Well, they had wire fences made of several different types, and hog wire or barbed wire. They used picket fences, which are wood slats on a wire string. We used split rail fence.
What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or not?
There were just very few stone walls in this area because of the nature of our rock.